AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. University students are starting to return to campus in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says parents will have choices when younger students return to classes.
I've spoken with teachers who, are just concerned about the achievement gaps that'll likely continue to develop without having that in-person instruction. I've heard from a lot of parents about, yes, the academic component, which is very important, but also just the social and developmental aspects.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says schools there will be reopening next month. At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump used executive actions to deal with coronavirus economic relief because Congress didn't act.
Amid inaction, President Trump stood up for every American who, through no fault of their own, needed relief. Politics, as usual, should find no place during this pandemic.
McEnany says relief checks should be arriving soon, but will depend on states. More than 100 people have been arrested following looting and violence overnight in Chicago.
Last night was not an extension of a peaceful protest. Last night was not an extension of righteous anger. Last night was a blatant display of criminal behavior.
That's Cook County Attorney Kim Fox. A video circulated on Facebook hours before the looting that falsely claimed Chicago police had shot and killed a 15-year-old boy. The prime minister in Lebanon stepped down in the wake of the disastrous Beirut port explosion that triggered public fury, saying he has come to the conclusion corruption in Lebanon is bigger than the state. China announced sanctions against 11 U.S. politicians and heads of organizations promoting democratic causes. McDonald's is suing its ousted CEO, Stephen Easterbrook. He was let go over an inappropriate relationship with an employee. McDonald's now says Easterbrook covered up relationships with three other employees. This is AP News. Fiat Chrysler is recalling some minivans.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating complaints of fires in a power and charging port in Town and Country minivans from the 2014 model year. The agency says it has reports of three fires and one injury. The ports are mounted in a trim piece between the second and third row seats on the driver's side. They're used to power and charge mobile devices. The investigation could result in a recall. Owners with problems should contact their dealers. I'm Mike Hempen.
The coronavirus is not stopping the world's smallest theater. Theater for One, where one audience member sees one short play performed by a single actor in a portable theater, has now gone online. In response to both the coronavirus pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement, the company will feature microplays, all written and directed by Black and Indigenous artists, as well as women of color. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.